Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Country folks can survive.
Mr. Speaker, I view that as insane. We should be making sure that only U.S. citizens are voting in U.S. elections. You'll hear arguments about it's burdensome. Mr. Speaker, I think it's absurd that we're protecting beer more than we're protecting ballots. You have to show a photo ID when you go in to buy a six-pack of beer. You should have to go in and show that you're a U.S. citizen when you register to vote. It's just that simple. And I remind my colleagues that we had this debate in this chamber last Congress. Five Democrats joined us in voting for this bill. Well, in a few moments, we'll be voting, Mr. Speaker. It'll be darn interesting to see how many Democrats have the courage to come across the line and say, yes, only U.S. citizens should vote in U.S. elections. My colleagues should support this bill, and I yield back.
All time for
We, the people of the United States,
more perfect.
In order to form of our perfect union.
Heritage legal expert Hans von Spakovsky.
Well, Hans, thanks for being with us this afternoon. I can't wait to talk to you about the SAVE Act. This is something that you know a little bit about, how our elections are managed and how the Democrats have tried to change the way we vote. Your book, Our Broken Elections, talks a lot about it. Hans, talk to us about the SAVE Act. What do you think?
Well, sure. And by the way, it just passed.
That's right.
It just passed in the House. Four Democrats actually voted for it. Well, let me tell you, it simply says that when you register to vote, you're going to have to provide proof that you're a U.S. citizen. And there were two ridiculous claims being made against it. One was that it would prevent Black Americans from being able to vote. And second, it would prevent married women from being able to vote. And let me tell you what's so dumb about that. The claim that it would keep people from voting, particularly Black Americans, that is exactly the same claim that the left started making starting 20 years ago when the first states put in requirements that you show a photo ID when you vote. You know, the first time that happened was in Indiana and Georgia. They passed the first laws on this. Laws were effective in the 2008 presidential election. And turnout shows that was completely false. Photo ID laws do not keep people from voting. They don't keep Black Americans from voting. They don't keep anybody from voting. And by the way, that attitude, oh, that Black Americans will have trouble, but nobody else will, that is the most patronizingly racist attitude I can imagine. And Black voters have proven that it's not true and they can vote. Now, they made exactly the same claim about married women. You know, they said, oh, married women are going to have trouble. They won't be able to have an ID or the IDs. They will. Well, here's the question I keep asking reporters who call me about this. I keep saying, well, do married women have trouble getting a job? And they're going, well, what are you talking about? Federal law, federal immigration law requires every American citizen who is getting a new job, guess what you have to do with your employer? Under federal law, you got to provide proof, documentary proof, that you are a U.S. citizen.
Right.
So all they're doing is applying the same requirement that already applies to getting a job in this country to voting. So, again, their claim that somehow this is going to keep people from voting, same claims they made 20 years ago, all of which have been proven to be completely untrue.
So, I mean, is this going to have any problem in the Senate? I assume when it goes to the Senate, is it going to need to get 60 votes?
Yeah, they're going to there's two things here. One, with a straight out vote, they're going to have to try to convince enough Democrats to support it to overcome a filibuster, unless they can try to figure out a way to attach it into a budget reconciliation bill.
Hans, this is Ryan. Right before we started talking to you, Kristi Noem was just in this meeting that we were playing, talking about using the real ID. They're finally, you know, after 10 years of kicking the can down the road, they're finally going to implement the real ID. Is this something that overall, even just with voter ID, is something that the federal government is trying to look at through this SAVE Act? Or like, are these two things related?
Well, there's a series of documents listed in the bill that you can use to prove your citizenship. Real ID, driver's license are one of them, but there's actually even an easier way. Look, all states need to do, and this would be a smart thing for every single state to do for many reasons, is every state should have a requirement that if you issue a driver's license, somebody's not a U.S. citizen, it should say in capital letters very prominently on the front of the driver's license, non-citizen. If a state did that, then this would be even easier for people to meet this requirement, because all they got to do is pull out their driver's license.
You know, you mentioned something about women and the difficulty this would, that they were seeing politicians say and Politico say this is going to be complicated right. For women. The reason why folks are saying that is because women change their name. So if I bring in my ID and my birth certificate has my maiden name on it. My ID has my married name on it. Is that something that needs to be addressed through this process for women benefit?
The statute already addresses it. The statute has a provision in it that specifically says states have to establish a procedure so that individuals that have discrepancies can meet the requirement. So in other words, every state's going to have to set a process. So if somebody comes in using a birth certificate and their married name is different, they're going to be able to easily meet the requirement. That's not any different from voter ID requirements. And women who all the time have to go through the procedures, the ones who change their names, look, they have to go through all kinds of procedures, for example, to change the name on their driver's license and things like that. They routinely deal with it.
We're speaking with Hans von Spakovsky, senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation, expert when it comes to the process of our elections, how they've been changed over the course of the years. Donald Trump is also talking a lot about trying to refine our voting, our election process to paper ballots. He would like to see one day of voting showing ID. Do you feel like he's on the right path that is actually workable, that he can actually get done the things that he's saying he wants to do?
Well, the president's power is very limited. So is the federal government's power. On the one day of election, I mean, the president doesn't have the authority to, for instance, prevent early voting or to stop states from using absentee balloting. But recently, a federal appeals court, the Fifth Circuit, ruled that a Mississippi statute that says we will continue to count absentee ballots that come in up to 5 days after Election Day, that is invalid. Why? Well, because it violates the federal laws that say the day for a federal election is the first Tuesday after the first Monday in November. and allowing absentee ballots to be counted that are coming in after that election day, that violates federal law. That is one area he can make a difference. And in fact, if you look at his executive order on voting, which he filled out and signed on March 25th, one of the things he does is he directs the Department of Justice to go against states that allow absentee ballots to come in after Election Day using that holding in that Fifth Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals case.
Hans, since the SAVE Act has already gotten through the House now as of today, does this have a chance of getting through the Senate and to the president's desk?
I don't know whether they can.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Convince enough senators to overcome the filibuster. You know, they did get four votes of Democrats in the House. Can they get seven Democrats to go with this? I don't know the answer to that. I think it's going to be an uphill climb to get that done.
Hans von Spakovsky speaking with us right now. I'm interested in your thoughts on the march towards the signing of the big, beautiful bill, the one big, beautiful bill that Donald Trump has been talking about. We know that the House, there last night it looked like maybe they weren't going to be able to get together on it. It looks like they've passed the next step. I find this stuff to be incredibly complicated to follow, all the procedural stuff that needs to take place in order to get something like this to happen. It's hard to follow, but I also understand that the glacial pace of Congress limits Congress's ability to just write laws and pass them real fast and get them overregulated to overregulate the American people. It's supposed to be complicated. There's supposed to be a lot of hurdles to jump through. Can you talk to us a little bit about the process of this big, beautiful bill and where we are in it right now?
Well, I think I heard that the budget bill just passed the House. So that's a very big step towards what the president wants with a budget bill, which includes many provisions that he has asked for. So I think he's actually well on his way to success with that.
Yeah, I think it's a huge portion of the economic transformation that President Trump is trying to implement. The tariff question that I have for you. Of course, we're watching every day. We go up and we go down and we go up and we go down. President Trump is obviously very committed to this. And it seems as though the executive branch has had a lot of support from the legislative branch in getting the majority of what Donald Trump wants to get done, done. But we're also seeing now some Congress members pushing back a little bit on the tariff thing. What is the limitation? What is the check and balance that exists in Congress against the executive branch's authority to implement these tariffs and to pull them off and to implement them and modify them?
Well, over the past few decades, Congress has delegated a huge amount of authority through federal law that they passed to the president to impose tariffs and to determine the amount of tariffs to impose on other countries. You've had just a small handful of members of Congress talking about paring that back, but the only way they could do that is by amending the laws that already exist. And think about what the chances are of that. Is the current House actually going to pass that? I don't think so. And even if a miracle occurred and the House and the Senate both passed a bill doing that, what do you think would happen when it got to President Trump's desk? He'd veto it.
Yeah, he certainly would. All right. Well, Hans, thank you for the updates today. It's interesting to see our election process being attended to by the Republican majority, and we'll see where it goes from here, Hans. We appreciate your insight. Thanks for being with us.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Take care. Bye-bye. Hans von Spakovsky wrote the book, Our Broken Elections, How the Left Changed the Way You Vote. If you want to read that, he's got great insights, especially on that 2020 election. He's a senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation. All right. When we come back, Wiggins America, habits of millionaires.
Yeah, we got a few habits that millionaires seem to all have. We're going to see if...
Did you ask them all?
You have. I didn't personally, okay. But this person who wrote the article interviewed over 100 millionaires.
Okay, so it's a pretty good pool of people.
Pretty good pool. These are different habits that all of them had.
All right, we'll find that out in Wiggins America next. The YouTube live chat poll. Who will win? China? The U.S.? Both of them? Or neither? You know, when the art of the deal gets implemented, you would like to think that everybody walks away saying, I feel like I did okay on that. What do you think is going to happen? Go to the Annie Fry YouTube channel and vote in the live chat poll of today's live broadcast. We'll be right back.
We came from the west.
Men, when was the last time you felt unstoppable? Low testosterone could be draining your energy, strength, and sex drive. At Beaumont Health and Wellness, we help men reclaim their power with hormone replacement therapy, weight loss, and IV hydration. Get peak performance with our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to fire up your system. Beaumont Health and Wellness. Age is just a number. Desire is forever. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that?
I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.